We continue our learning Lili Nishmas Davi ben Menachem Rishon Chaim Yaakov ben Pinchas Leia. We are in Nazir Perakei Mishnah. Hayu Mahalchin Baderech Ve'echad Ba'Kinegda. And you have a case where six people are walking down the street, and one of them, and it is a person coming towards them. Amar Echad Behem. So one of those six people say, Hareini Nazir Shezeh Ploni. You know, I'm so convinced that this person who's walking towards us is Baruch Schwartz. I take upon myself Nazirus that indeed that this, if this is Baruch Schwartz who comes towards us. When we find out indeed that that is him. I'm so convinced that that person coming towards us is not Baruch Schwartz. I take upon myself Nazirus that this is not Baruch Schwartz. So that's what he's saying. He's so convinced that it's not Baruch that he declares himself a Nazir, if I'm correct, that indeed that it's not Baruch. Then a third of these six people says, Hareini Nazir She'echan Mikem Nazir. This number three is speaking to number two, says, you know, I'm a Nazir if one of you is a Nazir. Not if both of you are a Nazir, if one of you, meaning he knows that one of those two people will become a Nazir, whoever's proven right, either that this is Baruch or it's not Baruch, and I'll become a Nazir if I'm correct, that only one of you are a Nazir. That seems to be that he'll probably end up becoming a Nazir. And then, She'ein Echad Mikem Nazir, then number four says, speaking to one and two, I'll become a Nazir if I'm correct, assuming that only one of you is not a Nazir, meaning the one who obviously was wrong in identifying the person who's coming towards us. So now number three and four, they stipulate that their Nazirus on the same thing, that one but not both of one and two are going to be a Nazir. The only thing is that number three says this in terms of who will be the Nazir, the one that will be, and the other in terms of the one who's not going to be the Nazir, but both of them are basically going to be correct. And then number five says, Sheshnechem Nazirim. You know what he says? I will become a Nazir if both of you, he speaks to one and two and says, you know, I know it's true that one of you obviously made a mistake. It's either Baruch or it's not Baruch. Nonetheless, you both had in Kavana to become Nazirim because you were so convinced that you were correct. So therefore, since you're both convinced and you both thought you were Nazirim, therefore I say, you know what? You both should be Nazirim. Because that's what you wanted to become Nazirim because you were so convinced. And therefore, if you're both Nazirim, I'll become a Nazir as well. And then number six says, Shekulchem Nazirim. He says, he's speaking to one through five, and says, I'll become a Nazir if all five of you are become Nazirim. So what's the halacha here? Beishamay Omim Kulam Nazirim. They're all Nazirim, even the ones who end up not becoming Nazirim, meaning some of them are not going to be Nazirim. They're wrong, and or they won't become Nazirim based on their stipulation. Nonetheless, Beis Shammai holds same way. Hekdesh Tos is Hekdesh. Nazirus Tos is also going to be Nazirus. Should be no different than the case of Hekdesh, and therefore all six of them are going to become Nazirim even though the terms of their stipulation may not be met, it doesn't make a difference. After all, we assume they believed that it was correct, and therefore their nazir should be chal. Uveisil omim eino nazir elamisha lo niskaimu devarav. And the Gemara we assume is the Gersa should be changed to me shenis kaimu devarav. According to some in the Gemara, we'll learn the Mishnah that way. Basil says, you know who is going to become a Nazir? Only those whose words are going to be fulfilled. So who are those people? Well, let's think of number one and two. They can't both be right. One of them is a Nazir, and one of them is not, right? Either this is Baruch Schwartz or it's not Baruch Schwartz. So both one and two cannot be Nazirin. If we hold Nazirus, Bitoos is not Nazirus, according to Beis Hillel, the same way Hekdesh Toos is not Hekdesh. So one and two can't both be right. But and therefore what? Five and six, who say will become Nazirim if one and two are both Nazirim, they're also not Nazirim because one and two can both be Nazirim. So therefore, five and six can be Nazirim because they were told that they're Nazirus on the fact that one and two will be Nazirim. What about three and four? They will both be correct. They will be Nazirim because it's true. They both said that one and two are both. I'll become a Nazir if one and two are both not Nazirim. It's true. Only one of them is going to be a Nazir, and therefore Mishan is kind Devarov will become Nazirim. Then the Mishnah concludes with Rabbi Tarfon's Chiddush. Rabbi Tarfon Omer Ein echad mehem nazir. Rabbi Tamron says, no, the nazirus does not take effect on the noder. And that's because it has to be very clear the time of the neder that you're becoming a nazir. Not information that I find out only later. What do we learn this from? From the Pesukim in Parashas Naso. It says, ish, ki yafli lindor neder nazir. Yafli means to express, means to verbalize. And haflam, not only that, it means that it's very clear. It's barur, it's very clear what the halacha is. Meaning it's clear when you're making that neder, very clear, that you know that you're in mekabel nazirus. So if you know at the time of the neder that you're going to become a nazir, and it's not something they have to clarify by finding the information out afterwards, then you'll become a nazir. But if I may take a neder, and now there's a suffix whether I'm a neder or not, these people in this story. So you don't know right now if you're a nazir, because Baruch Schwartz hasn't come yet. So or I shouldn't say it's Baruch Schwartz. You don't know if it's Baruch Schwartz. We haven't identified this person yet. So at this moment, when you're taking a Hareini nazir, doesn't mean anything according to Rabbi Tarfon, because it's not hafla, it's not something that's very clear that can be clarified, and therefore none of these people out of any of the six are going to be in Nazirim. Perakei Mishnah Vav, he were going to clarify Beis Hillel's opinion. Beis Hillel, who said that no, we're Hekdesh Tos is not Hekdesh, and Nazirus Tos is not Nazirus. So here, and we said the way we understood the Mishnah, you know who's a Nazir? Only Mishen is Kaimu Devarav. So only if those words were fulfilled. So therefore, we have to figure out if this is Baruch Schwartz or not. The problem here is, as the Mishnah says, here Tiala Achorav. This guy was walking towards us, walking towards these six people. So now we turned around, and now he's gone. He disappears, and we'll never know if this was really Baruch Schwartz or not. So what do we do? So says that Mishnah, Eino Nazir. Neither of these six people are Nazirim. Why? Because we're assuming Tanakama holds Safek Nazirus Lahakil. We're going to be Makil. This is, and Rabbi Shimon disagrees, Rabbi Shimon Omer, no, each one is a Safek Nazir. And therefore, what should they do? Rabbi Shimon Omer, Yomar, you know what each person of these six should say? Im haya kidvarai, if I'm correct and Nazirus takes effect, I'm in Hareini Nazir Chover. Then I'm going to be an obligatory Nazir. In fact, I became a Nazir. Vim lavin, if not, and therefore I'm not really a Nazir based on my stipulation of what I said, based on whether this is Baruch Schwartz or not, Hareini Nazir Nedava. Then I take upon myself a new voluntary Nazirus right now. He has to make this tonight because according to Rabbi Shimon, he can't bring Karbonos Nazirus Bisafek because that's a potential of bringing Chulin, non-Kadosh animals, into the Azara. If he's not Chayim in the Karbonos, he can't bring them to the Azara. So therefore, he has to take upon himself a Nazirus just in case. Now this Machlokes of Tanakama Rabbi Shimon, is born out in a Brice in the Gemara. The Gemara brings this Brice that says like this, Hareini Nazir al Manasseh Bikri Zemeyakor. A person says, behold, I become a Nazir if in this pile of grain there's 100 kor of grain. That's a volume. A kor is 30 sus, so 100 kor is a lot. And he ends up coming towards the pile and he finds out that it was stolen or lost. Rabbi Shimon Oser, Rabbi Shimon says, you have to be machmir, Safek Daraisa L'chumra, and assume maybe there was 100 kor of grain there, although it's gone now, maybe when you took the neder was there, and Safek Nazirus, you have to be machmir. But Rabbi Yehuda says it's mutter. Why? Because at that moment, a person, we assume, ein adam nichnas l'nazirus misafek. Person doesn't enter nazirus misafek. And at the time of the neder, there's an assumption built in that if his words will never become clarified, then he doesn't want to become a nazir. Rabbi Shimon says, no, since there's a suffek, there's mea kor there, and the tanai may be a tanai, he's a nazir misafek. Of course, the neither of these opinions are like Rabbi Tarfon, the previous Mishnah, where Rabbi Tarfon says a neder has to be lo nitna naziris el ala hafla. It has to be something that can be clarified at that very moment. And since you don't know whether there's 100 kor there, at the moment you took the neder, it doesn't matter that you'd find it out later, because according to him, it has to be la hafla. You have to know it at that very moment.